Today, a Supreme Court ruling just erased the last real defense for more than 350,000 people living legally in this country. And a federal review threatens to turn an abortion pill that works into a political bargaining chip. Let's walk through it. Let's start with the big one, the Supreme Court. On Thursday, in a case called Mullen v. Doe, a 6-3 majority ruled that temporary protected status holders, people from Haiti and Syria who fled disaster and war, can no longer challenge the government's decision to end their protection. Not on the facts, not on the law, just on narrow constitutional claims that are almost impossible to win. That means roughly 350,000 Haitians and 6,000 Syrians now have no real recourse. In Little Haiti, stories are already surfacing of people pulling kids from school, not showing up to work. The ruling doesn't just end a legal fight. It transforms a humanitarian promise into a one-shot, no-appeal decision by the Secretary of Homeland Security. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice released a draft report from President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission, and it's a blueprint to tear down the wall between church and state. The report recommends reinterpreting the Constitution's Establishment Clause to let the government promote religion. It wants to kill the Johnson Amendment, the rule that keeps tax-exempt houses of worship from endorsing political candidates. It would expand religious exemptions across federal law so people could refuse to serve same-sex couples or provide contraceptive coverage and call it conscience. The report is out for public comment, but the administration has already signaled this is what's coming. On the environment, the AI boom is turning out to be a fossil fuel build-out in disguise. GE Vernova's gas turbine factory in South Carolina is churning out machines for data centers that will burn gas for 20 to 30 years. A single one of those turbines, running in combined cycle mode, will pump out as much carbon dioxide each year as adding 280,000 to 350,000 cars to the road. Amazon, Google, and a Chevron partnership are buying them. The technology is supposed to be clean, but the math says otherwise. Then there's this. The FDA is reportedly set to finish a safety review of mifepristone, the abortion pill used in more than 6 out of 10 U.S. abortions, by September. The review comes despite the FDA's own data showing no new safety risks. The Daily Signal reported the timeline from a member of Congress, and Bloomberg has hinted the commissioner might be slow-walking it to delay any action past the midterms. The in-person dispensing requirement was already dropped in 2023. This review could reimpose restrictions that the Supreme Court dismissed just 2 years ago. Closer to home, New York City approved its first rent freeze in decades. A vote that would save rent-stabilized tenants between $1,200 and $2,400 a year per household. But landlord groups have already signaled a lawsuit. They're not attacking the freeze itself. They're attacking the process, arguing the board's vote was a predetermined outcome. The suit hasn't been filed yet, but if it succeeds, it could upend rent regulation across the state. And out west, NOAA just announced a formal review of California's coastal authority. The administration says it's checking whether the state is hurting the national interest. The real target? California's ability to block offshore oil drilling, especially Sable Offshore's troubled pipelines near Santa Barbara. The Department of Energy already tried to force those pipelines restarted using the Defense Production Act. California's attorney general sued. Now the review gives the administration a procedural tool to strip the state of its veto power. Public meetings are set for August 10th through 12. This isn't just a day's news. We're tracking the whole arc of Project 2025 implementation. 147 of its specific actions have been read and logged so far, with 991 distinct moves mapped across the government. The watch is constant. We document, we report. We do not pretend any single one of these fights is over. Next week on Tuesday, the Colorado primary in the 1st District, incumbent Diana DeGette faces two challengers, Melot Quiros and Wanda James. The Religious Liberty Commission draft report is open for public comment. The NOAA review of California's coastal authority has an in-person public meeting on August 10th and virtual meetings on August 11th and 12th, with written comments due by August 22. And the FDA's amifepristone review is expected to wrap up by September, though some inside the agency say it could slip past the midterms. That's where we stand. A lot of moves across a lot of boards. We'll keep watching. I'm Gus Calloway. Thank you for listening.